Static. Shift. Hello, good evening to you all. It's a pleasure to be your captain on this moonlight musical cruise. During tonight's excursion, we'll be exploring some of the less well-lit places, the darkened corners of things, the things that lie before our eyes but somehow remain hidden. Maybe together, as we let these sounds take us through the night, we can step into those mysteries and start to find some answers.
And be careful. Okay, I think we got it. Hey, is there any way we could make this happen while we're young? We're on a schedule.
Whoa, hey, easy, Missy. This ain't my first rodeo. We have plenty of time. Just trust me.
What exactly makes you think it's a good idea to tell me what to do? Loop me in on that one.
You are something when you get all worked up like that. You got my tail wagging.
Tail wagging? I can't even begin to imagine how you somehow managed to get this far in life by being the way you are. But I guess that needs to be a topic for another day. Now, open up that Neanderthal brain of yours nice and wide, because this is a thing I say one time. You do not speak to me that way, me or anyone, ever.
Yeah, okay. You don't have to get all worked up, jeez.
Act like a human, that's it. That's all you have to do. We have a job to do. Let's get it done and get out of here.
Right. Okay. We got it.
All right. You get the equipment back. I'll collect the film tomorrow night and have it developed. I'll have one set of prints for the boss at the drop location by 8 a.m. the following morning, so make sure you're there. I'll get the other into a lockbox. I'll tail the guy and see if I can figure out what he's going to do so I can make his payment drop.
Got it. Can't wait to get rid of this gear and get home.
It's 3 blocks. You'll make it. Don't worry. Soon you'll be home and you can wag your little tail to your heart's content.
You know, if you wanted to come
home... Don't. Just don't say words.
Right.
Seriously, you've asked me to do some ridiculous
Look,
shit.
Look, Jerry, it's not like I'm asking a lot here. You put on this coat and this hat and walk out the door, then around the corner. Go into the parking garage, get into my car, and sit. There's a payphone within earshot, so keep a window cracked. If you don't get a call within about 30 minutes, I'd say call the police. But it's 50-50 they even show up.
I'll come in, guns blazing. Promise.
Glad to know I can count on you. Now get out of here. The person on the phone thinks I'm on my way out to meet a client. Right now. If someone's going to show, it'll be soon.
Any ideas who we're dealing with?
Honestly, Jer, I'm stumped. There's organization there, but I don't think the person I'm dealing with is a pro. But if they have information on McCracken, I need to make sure they give me what they promised. Now go. Okay, time to make this place look vacant. Here, let's see. If I go over there, I have a direct line on the floor. Plus, you can't see in. Bingo. Footsteps. Let's see who you are.
Hey, come on. I was just,
Nope, you're not going anywhere. Just look, I have like 80 pounds on you, miss.
Ugh. You don't want that fight, buddy. You're an ex-cop PI, and what, 50?
What? No, I'm... Look, who are you? Was that you on the phone?
Can we at least talk in your office? It was probably about time we talk anyway.
All right. So talk. Let's start with who you are and what you have on McCracken.
I'm Lynn. Just Lynn. And I don't know about your old chief. That's all in here. That's what I know.
Right. Yeah. So here's what I'm stuck on, Lynn. You're telling the truth about one of those things. Why is your name the thing you're lying about?
We go first names only. The people I work for are very clear.
Okay. That's fair, I guess. Your parents certainly had the money to keep you out of the public eye.
Sorry, Magnum. You must have me confused with someone else.
Oh, I'm not surprised you don't remember. You were pretty young.
I don't know who you think I am, but we don't even know...
I worked private security for one of those big fancy parties your dad liked to throw. You know, the ones that hosted all the most powerful people in the city, but somehow never made the papers? Yeah, those. In those days, I was a little more naive. So I'd hear about these events looking for off-duty cops for private security. About half the beat cops were doing it, and they raved about working these jobs. Mostly just stand around and keep an eye on things, make sure nothing gets out of hand. And the cherry on top, big money, all in cash, under the table.
You were at my house.
I was. I didn't see you, but you were in the briefing materials. Everyone who was supposed to be in the house was.
Fine. So you know who I am, or who I was.
Let me guess. Falling out with the parents?
You could say that.
Now connect the dots between that and what we're doing now. Who are you working for, Tatiana?
I haven't been called that in a year.
Is that how long you've been doing this?
About. I met some people at a protest outside my dad's offices. They confirmed some things that I'd suspected for a while.
Such as?
Such as my father is a corrupt son of a bitch who creates nothing but chaos. Inside trading, corporate espionage, a trail of bodies around him going back to when he was 19. And he's in bed with some very, very bad people.
Yeah? How bad are we talking?
My father socializes with all the CEOs of the defense contractors. The ones you've heard of, and the ones you haven't. government three-letter agency types. Politicians, and of course, the big money people.
Sounds familiar.
On that topic, you got us what we needed. That package is your payment, the money, and the information you wanted.
So, let's see what my old boss was up to. Wait. These documents. Where did you... They falsified everything. All the evidence pointing to me, but nothing close enough to get a conviction.
I'm not following.
Yeah, why not read you in at this point? McCracken and I were never friends. But at first, things were fine. Everything was professional. The job was getting done. But then something changed. There were all these closed-door meetings with people no one recognized. People stopped talking. The whole place changed. Then I started hearing whispers that the chief is on the take.
A corrupt police chief. Totally awesome.
Don't you read the paper? Commissioner.
Wait. That's your old boss? The story just keeps getting better and better.
For a while, things are a little tense but stable. Then I get this case. Missing persons case. But it's really, really strange. I start digging, and this guy was being treated by some experimental doctor at some weird clinic. All of which seem to vanish the minute I get close. I do more digging. And there are connections to corporations, a money trail that someone spent a lot of time trying to hide.
You couldn't help but poke the bear.
Yeah. A few times. Enough times, apparently, for someone to falsify documents to prove I was guilty of violating department policy.
Look, I was supposed to contact you one more time after the drop tonight. I was going to give you the sales pitch. The people I work for want you on the team.
Team? Do we get matching outfits?
I'm serious. Your chief, now commissioner, is dirty. We know that Jefferson Gardner has deep, deep ties in City Hall. You took the pictures of Gardner with that senator and the scientist. We're fighting the same people. If you knew what I know, you'd want to stop them too.
So tell me.
Listen, that's not how it works. They're going to want something. A token of good faith.
What about an audio recording of that meeting?
That might do the trick.
Okay. So let's say I pass the test. What happens then?
Get your stick. Poke, poke.
Doctor? Dr. Petrovich?
It's here.
Thank you. Has it all arrived?
According to the paperwork, yes. The technician said it should be up and running in about 12 hours.
Excellent. I want all teams ready to begin as soon as calibration is finished. 12-hour shifts. We need to move quickly.
Well, yes, of course. You've been clear on that, but... Doctor, what's the hurry? You've seemed preoccupied ever since he returned.
We don't have time for that now. We need to focus on results. With these machines, we can finally complete our research. We are so close. You cannot lose sight of that. We've come too far.
You're right. I'll make sure everything's ready.
See that you do. I can keep them out for a few weeks. We need to be ready before that.
Ah, yes. Same as it ever was. Our cruise under the darkened sky pulls back into port. Our feet find themselves treading once again on solid ground. And your captain hangs up his hat. I hope you've enjoyed the ride, and do remember, your pass is perpetual. So any time you feel the whisper of night's secrets calling to you, feel free to come aboard. Static Shift Episode 6, Let's Pretend We Don't Exist. Featuring the talents of Hannah Scribner, Rob Sogomonian, Jennifer Kellums, Aaron Sikalski, Tabitha Rickard, Tiffany Magnuson, and Jason Tibor. Static Shift was written, directed, and produced by Jason Tibor, in association with Articulate Studios. This has been an Articulate Studios production.
And I thought I had a big house growing up.
I know what he did.
Has to be something.
He's in no position to compromise.
Close to a breakthrough.
How do we start?
He is a necessary.
What did you do to him?
We're investigating possible corruption and saying possible corruption.
Obsessive.
As vile as he is.
He's been spotted coming out of the Grand Palace down the town.
And
do you really need him?
The Russians provided this.
I've done what needed to be done.
Is this what we really want?
It just leaves the Russians.
It's not just the Russians.
The whole will be different.
Ooh, I'm going to take that again.